This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And there we go. We are having some computer issues. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You know what? I don't care. I had a fantastic weekend. Great weekend. We're going to be talking about movies, but that wasn't why my weekend was so good. Had great night. Thursday night, went out with drinks with some really cool people. Friday, fabulous students, went out for margaritas. Not that I drink a lot, but it was good. Saturday, found out that a study that me and some students worked with got published. Really good journal, Journal Clinical Pediatrics. We're going to tell you guys more about that study. Fantastic. Fantastic. And then Sunday, playoffs. Well, Saturday, I didn't do too bad in the playoffs either. So I don't want to say because we got some Viking fans in the room. But it went well. It went well. So fantastic weekend. But then I went and saw the movie 1917. Have you guys seen that movie yet? Okay. 1917, obviously it's about World War I. Okay, I made a joke about Vietnam, and people were like, no, that's the wrong war. Okay, like, I know. So, 1917, if you haven't seen it, Sam Mendes directed it. It was based on an account of, I don't want to say it's a full true story, but I think his grandfather, great-grandfather was in World War I, so he used accounts from him to make this movie. But what made that movie so fascinating was that it looks like it's all done in one take. You notice this really early on because you follow the soldiers, and you're like, wait a second, where's the end scene? You know, because I look at that when I watch movies, I kind of watch, once you're kind of in show business, you kind of like look for the outside stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, that's really good costume design. Or I like that dialogue. The writer did good there. So you kind of look at it more, from a more intellectual, you just kind of look at it more academically. And so you just see them walking and you're like, okay, they're doing one take. Then you're like, nah. And I spent the whole time in the movie trying to figure out where the takes were. And it's pretty easy. And I drove my husband crazy because I'm like, oh, there you go. There you go. That was end scene. There we go. That was end scene. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I just, because there's no way they were like, cut, let's do it again. Because then they would have had to do it again. But they did do very, very long scenes. And these actors all deserve Oscars. They were fantastic. So great movie. But a study came out saying that if you work out, if you go to a movie, it's similar to a workout, a light exercise workout, about 45 minutes, which I think is a bunch of bullcrap. But maybe 15, 20 minute workout? Because I got to tell you something. I was jumping in that movie, and I was like, oh, and then I was like, I'll do like some, like stomach crunches and Kegels or things like that, when I'm tense. And so if you watch a tense movie, you could actually basically, lose some weight. Now, in this one particular study, let me try to find out where the study was. Anyway, these people watched Aladdin. Did you guys see that Aladdin movie? It was fantastic. Aladdin was a great movie. And they found out that they watched their heart rates, and their heart rates were in a normal, more healthy pattern when they went to the movies and watched that. And, Aladdin was exciting, and you are, singing and dancing when you see it, but apparently they're trying to say that if you do go to the movies, it's not a complete waste in terms of activity. I know some of you guys are like, well, I watch porn. Porn does not count, okay? We're just talking about sitting at a movie that you go out to. There was a study, I don't know if you guys heard about this a while back, on which horror movies allow you to burn the most calories. I think The Shining, wait a second, let me look this up. The Shining was 184 calories. Jaws, you would burn 161 calories. The Exorcist, 158 calories. Alien, 152. Saw, 133. Nightmare on Elm Street, 118. Paranormal Activity, I saw that. You could lose about 111 calories. The Blair Witch Project, I never saw that. 105 calories. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I saw part of that. It was on a date. Guys love to take girls on dates to horror movies because you grab onto them and you hold them and you're scared and then you need to be comforted and you think you're going to die. So, you know, why, you know, hold out? So, anyway, guys love taking you to scary movies. And then it's called Rec. Is that for record? 101 calories. So, if you guys are looking for a workout and you don't want to go to the gym, I guess you could go to the movies. But I got to tell you something. The one reason why I like this study is because it does kind of remind you that there are a lot of things you could do when you're sitting on your butt. You know, we talk about desk exercises, you know, stand-up desks that forces you to balance and things like that. But the studies are kind of mixed on how much of a workout you really, really do get because your body just gets used to you standing. But if you're actually sucking in your stomach or if you're Kegeling, and Kegeling is where you kind of tighten up the vaginal muscles. I've done about 2,000 since the show started. And that's a really good exercise. You don't really burn a lot of calories, but you at least are moving. I do a lot of foot tapping. I do a lot of leg movement. I don't want to get like a blood clot. So I have a bad knee. So like you could do certain physical therapy movements. Talk to your physical therapist about things you could do at your desk. And your boss can't really yell at you because you could just go, accommodation, like, okay, you know what, just do whatever exercise you need to. And if the boss knows that you're Kegeling, then something's wrong anyway. So what I recommend you guys do, whether you go to a movie or whether you're, you know, watching your niece's performance in a ballet or, you know, whether you're listening to your boss in a meeting and he's boring, there are little things you could do to kind of keep your activity up. And if you forget, like at your desk, do little yellow post-its. That's what I use. And it'll be like stuck in your stomach. You know, so then you kind of suck in your stomach. And then that kind of helps you, you know, kind of strengthen some of those muscles. Arm lifts. There's this exercise women do for their pecs to try to raise their breasts. Didn't work. But it does kind of help with the formation up here. There's certain arm exercises. I'm not going to demonstrate all of those for you. But in terms of movies, hell yeah, go see a movie. Definitely see 1917. Fantastic movie. It's not exactly the Gallipoli story, but it blows my mind if there's any part of that story that's true. Very, very cool. Okay, I got to get this whole Facebook Live thing fixed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've been complaining about my knees for the longest time. And I always talk about, oh, man, I need to get knee surgery. And I don't. Why don't I get knee surgery? Well, because the pain eventually goes away. And I've had, like, enough surgeries with other parts of the body where I'm like, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because sometimes with surgery, you get scar tissue. There's always, you know, certain risk factors that can happen. Even though knee surgery is fairly safe, it's been done a zillion times. So by the time you get it done, it's been done so much that, you know, it's not like there's a lot of trial and error. But it's just, I've had so many abdominal surgeries that I feel like I have a lot of scar tissue and issues from that. And maybe if I had one less surgery, you know, maybe I wouldn't have the issues I have today. But the problem is I had that mesh for that hernia. And then, well, it basically my issues all started where I had a tumor on the ovary. And so that had to get removed. It was benign, thank God, but it was still a tumor on the ovary called a teratoma. And you had to get it taken out. So they went through the belly button, so I had less scars, which was great. Unfortunately, whenever you have surgery through the belly button, you can now have a develop a hernia. So I developed an umbilical hernia, a hernia through the belly button. I let it go after childbirth, let it go. And then my doctor said, you really need to do something. And it was starting to hurt. So I get it done, and they put a little bitty piece of mesh, and it looked good. And it seemed to work. But then that mesh was a part of that mesh that did some bad stuff to a lot of people. And it ended up starting to destroy the muscles around it. And then it didn't work. And it started to hurt even more as I got even a bigger hernia. So I had to have that removed. And now I have a large piece of mesh. But the muscles in my abdomen are very, very weak. So I don't have a flat tummy anymore. I used to have a flat tummy. So I don't have a flat tummy anymore because I don't have strong muscles. Excuse me, kind of keeping the, you know, the bowel back. And, you know, it's basically relying on this mesh. It's really hard to strengthen those muscles now because there was a lot of damage to it from the original mesh. And so I'm like, you know what, I think I'm done having abdominal surgery, which stinks because I think I need a hysterectomy. But that's TMI. But the knee, I'm like, I don't know if I want to go under again. Well, a study here says that patients with osteoarthritis or wear and tear of the knee should time the surgery to ensure maximum benefits, especially if they're eligible for knee replacement surgery. A study conducted by Northwestern University and published in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery on Monday found that a vast majority of patients who would benefit from knee replacement are taking too long to undergo surgery. That causes you to be less mobile and affects your overall health. When you wait too long and are dealing with the knee pain and limping and not exercising, that's worse than just going to get the surgery done. The researchers followed 8,000 individuals with or at risk of knee osteoarthritis for up to 8 years. Of those, 2,300 people were eligible for and received a total knee replacement. In total, researchers analyzed 3,400 knees, only 1,100 of which were replaced. About 90% of those knees, or 2,800 of them, were, quote, potentially appropriate for surgery, but did not undergo the procedure. Of those, over 1,200 knees suffered severe symptoms. So if you put off your knee surgery, like I have, going, I'll wait, and I don't know if I need necessarily a knee replacement. I think I just need the meniscus cleaned up. You end up deteriorating the knees even more. Because knee arthritis leads to more knee arthritis. If you got bone on bone, you're just going to make more bony spurs. So Dr. Hassan Gamraoui said some of them wouldn't be able to straighten out their legs, affecting their walking and mobility. So now you're not exercising and you could have health issues. The study also revealed the lesser known finding that delayed knee surgery has post-operative recovery ramifications. So if you wait too long and you're older and now you have heart issues, now your recovery is worse, whereas when you're younger. So the problem is knee replacements are kind of tricky. We've had about 1 million in the that get done in the U.S. each year. We're expecting that to rise probably to about 189%, they say. And, you know, when it comes to these knee replacements, you're basically doing exactly that. You're kind of replacing the joint. And your joint starts to get wear and tear because you have an X amount of cartilage. And the cartilage is kind of a cushion or a shock absorber. And so when you start to lose that cartilage, it doesn't really grow back. And so one thing that we're hoping scientists could later do is grow extra cartilage, your own cartilage. They could take a piece of the good cartilage or take cartilage from another part of your body, grow it into a lab, and then put it back into the knee. They've been trying that. I don't think they have a lot of success. I apologize. I got some background music coming. I love background music when I talk. So instead, as you wear and tear that age, that cartilage, your bones that don't now have that shock absorbent, and I apologize for stumbling on my words today, having some issues with my computer. See, my computer affects my voice, exactly. You end up then making extra bony prominences to push away from the other bone. Right? You got your femur, you got your tibia. Femur is your top bone. Tibia is one of the bones in your bottom leg. The bones don't want to touch. They don't like touching. That joint has to move. So you end up, if you lose your cartilage, getting more bony prominences trying to push each other away. Now, a lot of you are thinking, well, look, man, I needed new knees when I was 40. A lot of times you don't get them when you're 40. Most knee replacements happen between 50, 80 years old. Average age is about 70. And there's a reason for that, because we don't want you needing a new joint 20, 30, 40 years later. So a lot of times you'll get a new hip or a new knee when you're older, so you only have to go through it once. They might start to change that idea, where if you need a new knee, they'll give you a new knee when you're younger, and then you'll just, if you need it replaced later, they'll do that. But for now, they only want you to go through it once, because it is. It's a pretty serious surgery. You could have infection going into the bone because of the cutting. You could have a blood clot because you're not as movable as you were. You could have pulmonary embolism, which is one of the worst types of clots that go up to the lungs and prevent blood flow to the lungs. They say 1.2% of people getting 1.2% of people getting total knee replacements will get a blood clot. 1.2% sounds low, but it is kind of a big number. Men over 70 have the highest risk. So we want you then, if you are going to get a, you know, total knee replacement, we want you a little bit younger, more active, more sturdy, more flexible, so that you could get out there and go back and be more motivated. You know, younger individuals are going to be a lot more motivated. Like, you know, look, I got to be at my kid's soccer practice. I got to coach my kid's team. I got to get out there. Whereas grandparents are like, well, I got kids to do that. I don't really have to be there. I, you know, and of course they're older. I mean, I'm older now. Being in my 40s, whoa. I can't believe how many times I don't jump up and do something. I'm like, okay, you do that, you do that. Well, that's exactly how grandma used to be. Okay, I don't want to turn it to grandma, but we will. So, what does this mean? Well, if you have knee arthritis, your signs and symptoms are you're going to have pain. You're going to have some clicking. Certain movements are going to hurt the knee more than others. You could have swelling. You could have redness. You could have warmth. A lot of people think redness and warmth is gout. Could be too. Could be an inflammatory arthritis as well. But sometimes if you do have inflammation, you will get that warmth because the blood is bringing inflammatory cells to the area to try to protect it. The reason why your knee swells is because your body doesn't want it to move as much. That's why whenever you sprain an ankle or whatever, you get all this swelling because the body's trying to protect the joint, try to let it heal. It doesn't want you to move. That's another reason why it hurts. So if you're finding that your body doesn't want you to use a certain joint, the funny thing is a lot of studies have found that you keep using the joint. Like if you have back pain, you know, or knee pain or whatever, keep your activity up. Don't just lie in bed. For some, though, back pain, I've had back pain before. You just lie in bed and you pray. But I noticed the sooner I get up and moving, the better I be. Just like with my knee. My knee gave me hell last week. I just still kept working out. And thank God it's getting better. So talk to your doctor. Have them do an x-ray. Even though most arthritis, you could definitely see on an x-ray. They might do an MRI to see the extent of damage and then decide how much or the type of surgery you need. 1-877-DR-ALLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tweeted on Monday, it doesn't matter if Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani posed an imminent threat to the United States because of his horrible past. The president also says on Twitter that his national security team agreed on the imminent threat posed by Soleimani that led to the decision to kill him. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on Fox News says the sanctions on Iran are working.
There's been a real impact on the Iranian economy and on the resources available to the terrible Iranian regime as a result of the maximum pressure campaign. So
a group of 31 Senate Democrats are blasting the Trump administration's vaping policy for exempting from a new ban on menthol-flavored e-cigarettes any e-liquids that are not in a cartridge. Democrats believe the loopholes in the policy will place millions of children at risk of addiction. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So guess what are some of America's new favorite restaurants? No, not Chili's. Chili's, Chili's, baby back ribs. I would think Chili's would rank high, but nope. No Applebee's, nope. They say America's new favorite restaurants are Wawa, Sheetz, and 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, I think, started back in the 20s. I'm looking here at a picture. It's called 7-Eleven, same logo. Beer, meat, they're selling. A guy standing in front of the store. And it looks like was opened in 1927. There's currently about 153,000 in the United States right now. But these convenience stores used to be a place where you could just shop, grab what you need, and go. And then people would joke about the food there. I think in CNN talks about how in National Lampoon's Vacation, Chevy Chase jokes, I'm so hungry I could eat a sandwich from a gas station. But it looks like places like Sheetz, Wawa, Quick Trip are starting to tap in on, you know, the millennials and the whole convenience sort of attitude that our new, you know, society is wanting. And so there's salads, there's keto snacks, espressos, meal kits. Is it kombucha? I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So you would think that convenience stores would be in trouble with everything going on in Amazon. But no, they're actually doing well. So these convenience stores have started to reinvent their businesses to adjust to the way Americans eat. And I guess people like to snack. But they don't want to go so much to fast food. Even though this is, to me, super fast food. They say consumers, especially millennials, are not always willing to go to a quick service restaurant or fast food joint or walk around a 40,000 square foot grocery store. Instead, they'll head to a convenience store where the average time the consumer spends inside the store is less than 4 minutes. People simply do not have the time to sit down a whole meal at night like they used to. Yeah, that's also interesting, too. You know, we talk about how our prediction is a good number of Americans are going to be working from home. And so if people are working from home, the idea of, okay, dad's coming home for dinner by 6, everybody get the table ready, you know, and then dad comes home and sits down and has dinner, that's going to change. Because when, you know, everybody's home, like, oh, well, when do you guys want to eat? It's just starting to kind of change that whole idea of a specific dinner time and sitting and cooking and all that. And a lot of people, they're on the run or they're doing this or they're running here. They need to pick something up or have something delivered to the house. And it's just a much different landscape now when it comes to how we're eating our meals. So Quick Trip is, I guess, building around 40 stores a year, just opened its 700th. The more places where people, they say, can duck in, be out in 3 minutes with milk, eggs, maybe a sandwich, something to drink, those places are doing very well. I told you, one of my friends who has actually passed away, may rest in peace, he died of cancer, had come to me with the idea of, why don't we open up drive-through grocery stores in New York? People don't have time to stop, walk in, grab something. So on the island, like Long Island or whatever, you drive up, you ask for your milk, your butter, your eggs, they hand it to you, you pay, and you drive off. Now, this was before the internet exploded with, you know, groceries coming to you, but there's been a demand for this for a while. So convenience chains are now increasing their sales. It's been up about 30%, according to the National Association of Convenience Stores. Since 2000, the number of these stores have grown by 28%. Southland Ice Company opened America's first convenience store in 1927, and the chain is now 7-Eleven. Crazy. 1927. They say convenience stores in the U.S. took off in the post-war period because more people had cars. There was an interstate highway system, so you didn't just have to go to the nearby. You weren't just kind of stuck with, you know, Main Street and what was there. In 1965, there were 5,000 convenience stores in the United States. Now there are 153,000 of mini-marts, and 7-Eleven, one of the largest. They say 93% of Americans live within 10 minutes of a convenience store. 80% of convenience stores have a gas station attached. So the other thing, too, is remember, convenience stores used to be where you'd get your cigarettes, your tobacco, your soda pop, and your gas. Well, these convenience stores have to think, you know, ahead of the curve. If a lot of people are starting to go electric, they're not going to need to drive up to a Chevron or AMPM or whatever to get gas. If people are staying away from soda pop, what are they going to sell? If tobacco is starting to become a no-no, and now vaping is getting kind of, you know, restricted, they need to advertise to you. Now, there's been this theory that if you get eggs or milk at a convenience store, it's not going to be healthy. If they get the shipment and they do everything right, according to the health department, yeah, you can buy milk and eggs from a convenience store, as long as it's not sitting outside of the heat. If it's indoors and they have the refrigerator and all that, it works. So good for them for, you know, trying to adjust. Wawa, I didn't know anything about Wawa until I went to Philadelphia. There were Wawas all over the place. Wawa has 800 convenience stores along the East Coast. It's got hoagies, custom salads, organic coffee, fancy sandwiches, and it's Wawa. Now, yes, there was somebody who claimed that they got sick from one Wawa sandwich, and that kind of hurt a little bit, but for the most part, people are like, no, it's, yeah. So, you know, we had this headline where a lot of, shall we, like Kohl's, JCPenney, had issues this last season. So holiday sales were not as good. And the demise of the big department store is upon us. And that's going to be something that I think makes us nervous as, you know, consumers as well as business owners. If any of you guys have like a retail store and it's near one of these anchors, that's a problem. If you, let's say, rely on these other, shall we say, more brick-and-mortar stores, that's a problem. So I don't want to see JCPenney go under. I don't want to see Kohl's. I don't want to see a lot of these stores have issues. But unfortunately, we're Bed Bath & Beyond, all that. We are competing with internet. We are competing with a convenience issue. People used to like to stroll, walk around a store, a window shop. I hate that. I hate having to walk around a store. Maybe it's because I don't want to get suckered into it. Maybe it's because I know I'm going to spend more money than I used to Walmart. That's why Walmart made it so big. You would walk in there for toothpaste and end up spending $200. And these stores, the way they survive and the way they sell more is they, you know, get you on impulse shopping, or they convince you that you need that moo-moo or you need that, you know, can opener, even though you have three at home. That's what these stores do. So I think people are starting to get smart. They're like, look, I just want to run in, get what I need, and leave. The other problem is people don't want to buy groceries for the week. That was something we used to do. You used to go shopping for the week, and then you'd make it, you know, you'd make good with it throughout the week. Now, people are realizing they waste food. Bananas start to turn brown, apples bruise, things like that. So I think people want to start doing whatever I need for the next couple days, I do. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com. Or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this next segment is not PG, okay? So if your kids are listening in the minivan, switch the channel. We're going to talk about penis fractures, which really is a misnomer. Your penis doesn't fracture. It's really hard to break your penis. But it is a term we use in medicine. In fact, I had a patient when I was in ER doc at Lake Havasu who fractured his penis. And, I mean, it looked and acted like it, too. And I was like, let me call ortho. Yeah, I didn't, because the ortho guys, they're cool. But they're like, what the hell? So you're going to see this headline that there is a record number of penis fractures happening in England, no less. Not sure why the English are having more penis fractures than anybody else. I don't think that's the case. I think these issues happen ubiquitously, but the NHS is studying it. Apparently, a record number of people needing NHS-paid-for penis surgery has been documented. 164 men have had to have an operation to save their manhood because they sustained a quote-unquote fracture, which is not a fracture. I'll tell you what it is. The youngest man that this happened to was 18 years old. Oldest was in his 70s, but the average is 30 to 40-year-old men. See, this whole sexual peak thing, can I just say something about that? Okay, everybody says a man's sexual peak is when he's 18, and a woman's sexual peak is when she's 30. That's all stupid, okay? Men could have sex often, depending on where they are in their lives. I know older men that say they've had more sex now than they did when they were younger. Your peak implies, to me, not so much frequency and activity, but your abilities. I don't think the average 18-year-old knows what they're doing. People say, well, you know, the most sex you're going to get is when you're 18. A lot of guys are like, no, high school years are kind of awkward. So, no, the average man, that wasn't when their sexual peak was. Their sexual peak, as you can see by this quote-unquote fracture study, is when they're, you know, young adults going into middle age. Probably because they're like, you know what, I'm going to need Viagra soon, so let me enjoy while I got it. For a woman, her sexual peak, I don't know if it's 30. And again, don't worry, I'm not going to go into personal. I think I'm about to peak, okay? I think I finally figured it out, right? But the reason why that came about, why a woman's sexual peak would be when she was 30, is because, which is starting to be kind of a distant, like decade ago now for me. I can't believe that. So I still look like I'm in my 30s, so let's just go with that. But they said that because most women didn't really enjoy sex when they were younger. And if you're 18 and your 18-year-old partner really doesn't know what he's doing down there, you're not going to enjoy it as much. By the time a woman is 30, this is where they got that whole peak idea. She kind of figured out what she needs to make this work. Okay? It's not just an in-and-out thing. The in-and-out thing is a small part of it. There's all this other, you know, it's like a symphony. Okay? You need some, you know, tuba, major tuba playing. You need a little piccolo, a little flute type stuff. Maybe even triangle, right? This triangle there. Okay? And then you got to make sure you get those cymbals in there. And I don't even mind percussion. That's just me. So there's a symphony when it comes to sex. And so when a woman hits kind of her 30s, she's like, okay, all right, this is the opus. Although, and some people might want the opus involved also. Okay, so let's move on. So the idea of a sexual peak is wrong. People might have more sex in their 20s, they might have more sex in their 30s or 40s or whatnot. But this is very concerning that men are having issues with their tunica albuginea. Okay, I mispronounced medical terms. I call it tunica albuginea. So basically, a man's penis has a lot of tubes in there. They have blood vessels. They have the corpus spongiosum to kind of make the flaccid penis more full, increase the girth, allow it to stay erect, warm, and allow a conduit for sperm to leave and go out into the, you know, female's genital tract to impregnate her. Again, we know there's relationships between men, women, men, etc. But in terms of the design of it, the design was to allow, again, impregnation. And so there's like this fibrous tissue. It's very firm, and it's called the tunica albuginea. And I think it's whitish. And what happens is sometimes that could snap and that could break. So it's not bone, it's a tissue. And we also might see issues with this in like Peyronie's disease, where sometimes a man's penis will kind of tilt to one side or another based on scar tissue. So it's fibrous scar tissue, it's collagen. But when it does break, it kind of snaps. You'll get swelling, you'll get a lot of pain, you'll get deformity, just like a fracture, which is why people call it a penis fracture. So we fix it surgically. And they believe, according to this study, that porn and Viagra is to blame. How does a quote-unquote penis fracture happen, or a avulsion of the tunica albuginea? I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hey, I'm not a guy. I don't have any tunica. I don't have any spongiosum. Cut me some slack. No, doctors actually don't get corrected. In medical school, medical students mispronounce things all the time. I know. I have students, they mispronounce things all the time. I'll correct them. And I'll laugh and make fun of them. So they pronounce it right, but I don't think a lot of them are because I still hear students of so many different schools mispronounce things. I had a telemedicine patient. He was a student, and he said, I have erythema. I go, what, you mean erythema? Again, they read, but nobody's, you know, working on their pronunciation. So that's what happened to me. People were like, you know what, you talk too fast. I don't even know if you mispronounce it. So they think what's happening is guys are having more vigorous sex because of Viagra or because of porn. Now, I don't get that because porn's been around for a while. But then again, your choices of porn have expanded. You have a lot of opportunities to see different positions. There was a study in 2015. It was a scientific study that revealed that the cowgirl position, which is woman on top, the doggy style, and missionary positions were the most likely to cause injury to a man's penis. So doggy style because there's bone, although in my case, no, because a lot of cushioning, so no problem there. Missionary, I guess just because you got to do more work when you're a guy in missionary. And then cowgirl, because, yeah, there's probably, you know, some bucking bronco sort of activity with that one. So there, and then I would think reverse cowgirl would be the biggest, but I don't know if they study that one. So reverse cowgirl is great because you can watch TV. Are we done yet? How many more minutes to this? Okay, gosh, we're almost done with the segment. All right, so if you are a man and you see something on TV and it looks like you're supposed to be performing with that degree of calisthenics, see, that I worry about the Olympics. I'm not even worried about porn. I'm worried about the Olympics. You know, because people are going to see all these backflips and weights and marathon-type things, and they're going to be like, well, I need to do that, but I need to do that in the bedroom. And I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. I'm going to sleep after 2 minutes. Leave me alone. Finish and let me sleep. We don't need to do round seven. But you got to take it easy. You got to protect it. Okay? And same thing with boobs. Oh, my gosh. People crush them. Leave them alone. Be nice. There's tissues there. There's blood vessels. There's nerves. I know this isn't really the sexiest discussion. But if you microscopically look at the histology of your penis tissue, or breast tissue or whatever, or vaginal tissue, you really don't want to be mashing a lot of equipment and batteries and plastic and cords and whatever the heck you guys do with it. So, you know, take it slow. Be delicate. Slow and steady wins the race. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.